Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm Ian.
It's me, Colin.
And today we're reviewing Five Nights at Freddy's. Coming up next on Review Crew. So for those who don't know, Five Nights at Freddy's is a series about haunted animatronics trying to kill a security guard working at a Chuck E. Cheese-esque establishment. But the movie specifically is more about this night guard coming to terms with the place being haunted and trying to figure out why it's haunted and like what's the history behind it. So, Colin, I know we both have a lot to say about this movie, but before we get into the nitty-gritty of the whole thing, I need first impressions. What did you think?
First impressions, as a fan of Five Nights at Freddy's, since it came out, I've read a bunch of the books, played all the games. I loved this movie. This is like my Mario movie, you know? Like, this was made for the fans of the franchise, and there's so many little Easter eggs and secrets and just things that only the fans will pick up on in this movie that just made me love it even more. I can understand someone coming into this movie not knowing about the games, not knowing the lore or like anything like that, and just being super confused with it. But like, as someone who knows the franchise like in and out and just knows everything and loves it so much, I really liked this movie. How about you?
I also love this movie for the same reasons. I haven't gotten around to the books, but I know I have to. I'm a huge fan of the lore. And I love the games, and I'm so glad that Scott had such a major hand in this. Otherwise, I don't think this movie would have come out this way. It's the same thing with like Miyamoto being super like involved in the Mario movie. He's like the Miyamoto of Five Nights at Freddy's.
And like, this movie was in production for 8 years, I think. They went through so many scripts. Like, Scott was so picky with the scripts. One of the scripts ended up being the Banana Splits movie, which, if you've seen that, wasn't that great. And they threw that out, and then they just kept going through different scripts and eventually landed on this one. And I'm so glad they did land on this one. Like, it does have its flaws. It's not perfect, but I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it too. And, okay, so now, now let's just do like a walkthrough.
All right, yeah.
A Five Nights at Freddy's Let's Play of the movie.
A little walkthrough.
So we open on a security guard at Freddy Fazbear's Pizza. And he's getting killed. He's getting, like, invaded by the animatronics.
Yeah, you can hear them pounding on the door and trying to get into the office, which is right out of the games, actually. Which is, on night four, the night guard does die in the games, who's phone guy in the game. So I guess that guy is technically phone guy.
Yeah, I've been seeing people being like, this is phone guy, but I do wish phone guy was in the movie a bit more.
And pretty much a phone guy is, for people who don't know, is he calls the night guard on shift and pretty much tells them about the establishment, what to look out for during the night in the game, and just gives you like those tidbits to like close the doors, watch your power, watch the cameras, that kind of stuff.
So, and also Markiplier was originally slated for this role, which actually blew my mind. I thought he was gonna have a much smaller role.
Yeah.
I mean, he is the king of Five Nights at Freddy's, but like for him to have like be the opening kill of the movie, that would have been amazing.
That would have been crazy.
And it would have been so like earned for him too. Like for bringing Five Nights at Freddy's out of the ground and basically popularizing it into the mega franchise that it's become today, for him to get that role, I think he totally deserved it.
Yep. So then after that, we open on Mike, who is working at a mall, and he sees this kid who he thinks is going to get kidnapped, but it turns out that he wasn't. He was just with his dad, and he beats up the dad who he thought was the kidnapper. And he's so on edge about that kind of stuff because we learn that his brother was kidnapped. And so that's what makes him want to go out and help that kid, which then gets him fired from that job and then lands him in Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria to start the Five Nights at Freddy's.
Well, not immediately, which I think is my biggest gripe of this movie.
Right.
We take way too much time to get to Freddy Fazbear's, and the sets at Freddy Fazbear's Pizza are so cool, ripped straight from the games. Yeah. The hats have perfect placement on the tables, just like the games. It was insane. It was so cool just to see it like brought to life. Mm-hmm. So to spend so much time, I mean, I know we have to establish we have to establish Mike and like his motivations. And I do kind of, I think it's a little weird that he's like initially, I thought it was kind of weird that he's, like, so personally invested in, like, child kidnapping. Mm-hmm. Because that's, like, the whole thing of Five Nights at Freddy's, kids getting kidnapped and murdered. But at the same time, like, pretty much every character in Five Nights at Freddy's is connected to the missing children's mm-hmm. incident. So I guess it's not that big of a deal in retrospect. But so we then go to the... Before he gets actually hired, he denies the job because he's watching out for his sister, Abby. Right?
Yeah, his sister, Abby. He says he can't take night shifts because his parents are both dead, or so we think. Like, that's what they tell us. So he's watching over little sister, especially at night, because she goes to school during the day. And he goes, I can't take night shifts. But he ends up taking the night shifts, hiring a babysitter. And that also kicks off the B plot of the movie, which is not amazing. It's about his aunt trying to get custody of his sister, and that kind of drags on for a bit too long, but it's really only there just so we can get some free kills.
Yeah, it is there for some free kills, and they're pretty good kills, things considered. I mean, for a PG-13 movie, which, again, I'm upset that it wasn't rated R, but I get why it wasn't rated R. It's the most PG-13 movie ever.
So PG-13.
But for... these kills, they were pretty good.
They were really creative with it, like with Bonnie in the supply closet, how you just see the silhouette of Bonnie and then the bloody hand.
The bloody hand was good.
And then especially with like Freddy, you just see the shadow of Freddy biting someone in half. And that's probably my favorite kill in the movie.
That was a great kill.
Because you just see the shadow, and it's also kind of a reference to Shadow Freddy a little bit, which is another character from the game.
Shadow Freddy was there.
He was there.
But we can't give disservice to the B-plot for giving us the greatest character in the movie, the waiter Ness, played by Matthew Patrick of Game Theory, probably the greatest cameo in film.
Our theater went crazy when he showed up.
You wouldn't believe it, because I'm sitting there, and he goes, oh, that's not very fun. I was like, who is this guy? Cuts to Matt Pat, everyone explodes.
Everyone went insane.
And everyone gets silent for just a quarter of a second for him to say, that's just a theory, and the energy it got doubled. It was so wild.
It was a wild theater experience.
Seeing this movie on opening night with other fans of the franchise is like, and having people erupt for certain lines, like, that's just a theory, or William Afton's I always come back at the end. He's no reason to say that. That was for the fans.
It was just for the fans.
He looks into the camera, he goes, I always come back.
And then he dies. But it's so good. But one of my big also problems with this movie is that during the nights at Freddy's, Michael just go to sleep, and then we don't get that like typical gameplay of what would have actually been in the games. Instead, it takes place in the dreams, which also are kind of a thing in the games. And those dreams are like, he's going back to when his brother was kidnapped, trying to find out more about the situation, and then he sees the ghosts of the five children that went missing, and they're talking to him in those dreams, which does happen in the games. But again, from the outside, if you don't know that, you're probably like, what is going on?
Yeah, I think the dream sequence, it seems to be a lot of people's gripe. I talked to a lot of people about this movie yesterday, and they all hated the dreams.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think it's important. It's important to see the kids also. And I really like how they utilize the kids in this movie as like the shot of Foxy, the kid who possesses Foxy. He comes out and then he goes back in and he's Foxy.
It's such a good transition.
It's a great spot. But again, with the knights, I agree. It's weird. And when he is awake, they're like building forts and stuff.
Right.
Which I like that they're showing that the kids just want to be kids. It has to do with like their misconstrued agony and stuff like that. But like Freddy's as itself. And we're getting cut off right now. I just want to skip. We're going to skip to the climax really quickly and talk about when William Afton comes out in the Spring Bonnie suit, which is an incredible scene.
He comes out in the Spring Bonnie suit, or the Yellow Rabbit, which is what they call it in the movie, which has never also been fully like confirmed that his name is Spring Bonnie. That's what people call him. But he comes out in the Yellow Rabbit costume, which is awesome. It's ripped straight out of the games. It's perfect. Really quick, let's just talk about the animatronics and how they were created by the Jim Henson Creature Shop.
And they're so cool.
Which is on spot with it. But anyway, he says his iconic line, and then...
And then he gets spring trapped, and it's awesome. And the spring trap scene is great, and it's just like the games. What do you rate this movie out of 10?
Anyway, I give this movie a 9 out of 10. I said it, 9 out of 10.
I also give this movie a 9 out of 10. This movie is something that's great. I can't wait to rewatch it again and again. definitely a Halloween movie now for until the rest of time. Yep. Great movie. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.